This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. Good morning on this Thursday morning, January 11th. It is 24 degrees at 5 o'clock.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Today will be another day in court for Donald Trump. This time, it's his civil fraud trial in New York.
Closing arguments are expected today in Donald Trump's civil fraud trial in New York. The former president, who's the leading Republican contender in the 2024 presidential nomination, wanted to deliver his own closing remarks in the courtroom today. The judge at first was keen on the idea, warning that Trump may not deliver a campaign speech or impugn him, his adversaries, and court staff. But the judge nixed that plan. Trump is accused of exaggerating his wealth on financial statements he provided to banks, insurance companies, and others. Trump says he did nothing wrong, didn't lie about his fortune, and he's the victim of political persecution. I'm Donna Water.
Donald Trump wasn't at last night's Republican presidential candidates debate, but Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis were. They verbally attacked each other rather than focus on Donald Trump. He was on Fox News, which asked him about retribution. He has said in the past that in a second term, he would retaliate against his enemies. Last night, he said,
I'm not going to have time for retribution. We're going to make this country so successful again. I'm not going to have time for retribution. And remember this, our ultimate retribution is success.
Chris Christie dropped out of the race yesterday. The UN's top court began hearings this morning into the question of whether Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza amounts to genocide against Palestinians. Israel strongly denies that. The Biden administration is making hundreds of millions of dollars available to help build an electric vehicle charging network across the nation. China may now move past Japan as the world's number one exporter of cars. China's auto exports were up almost 64% in 2023. This is AP News. Is the IRS too slow? The AP's Julie Walker.
For the IRS, backlogs and identity theft are still problems, despite a funding boost, according to a watchdog. The IRS is still too slow to process amended tax returns, answer taxpayer phone calls, and resolve identity theft cases. That's according to an independent watchdog within the agency. The organization sent a report to Congress Wednesday that the backlog of unprocessed amended returns has quadrupled from 500,000 in 2019 to almost 2 million in October last year, and taxpayer correspondence and related cases more than doubled over the same period from almost 2 million to 4.3 million. The report comes shortly after the IRS announced that the 2024 filing season begins January 29th. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
For today, it looks like highs to be in the upper 20s, northwest to west winds at 4 to 8 miles per hour. Some light snow tapering off. Then tonight, snow developing late after midnight, 1 to 2 inches possible by morning, a low of 20. Friday, snow heavy at times with 5 to 7 inches of additional accumulation. Rather breezy with blowing and drifting snow, a high of 30. Tomorrow's winds between 15 and 30 and gusty. Friday night, very breezy with more snow, an additional 1 to 3 inches possible. Friday night, a low of 17. Saturday, blustery and cold with light snow showers tapering down to flurries. An additional 1 inch expected, bringing the storm total accumulations to between 8 and 13 inches. A high of 20 Saturday. Winter storm warning for Vernon, Crawford, Richland, and Grant counties from midnight Friday morning to 9 a.m. Saturday. Winter storm watch for Iowa and Sauk counties early Friday morning through Saturday morning as well. Right now in Richland Center, we've had a couple of inches of snow again. Right now, after a midnight reading of 26, we're at 24 degrees. No weather-related announcements to pass along at this time, but you know, if we get them, we'll be throwing them out there. So keep it tuned right here for updates on a Thursday morning, January 11th. It is time to officially begin the broadcast day.
Oh, so proudly thoughts rise and bright stars through the perilous fight.
The voice of an angel breathing a lesson unheard. Hope with a gentle persuasion whispers her comforting word. Darkness is over. Wait till the tempest is done. Hope for the sunshine tomorrow after the shower is gone. The dusk of the twilight, dim be the region afar. Will not the deepening darkness brighten the glimmering star? When the night is upon us, why should the heart sink away? When the dark midnight is over, watch for the breaking of day. In its sorrow.
Jim Ed Brown with Whispering Hope. Before that, a national anthem sung by Chris Stapleton to officially begin the broadcast day. 10 minutes after the hour of 5 o'clock. How you doing out there, friends? Are you having fun yet? You winter enthusiasts, there you go. You got your wish, right? Wow. I'm telling you, I'm just reading that forecast a couple of minutes ago, and that sounds much worse than what we were experiencing earlier this week. So, lovely, yeah. Winter storm warning in effect starting at midnight, early tomorrow morning and all the way to Saturday morning. But yeah, Tony Schumacher saying additional accumulation all the way along with some snow again tonight late and then tomorrow and then adding in a little bit Saturday morning, 8 to 13 inches of snow. So that would be just about, well, we had 7.5 to 8. So on the lower side, it'd be the same, but it sounds like it might be on the higher side. And the blowing and drifting is concerning too. So lovely. Here we go. And it's slippery out there this morning. Don't want to kind of overlook that either. A couple of inches of snow and crews are out working on that. And I anticipate that it will be an on-time morning. We'll certainly get some announcements out there. But initially, it is a little slippery. Me and the vibe kind of moving around thinking, this is slipperier than it was yesterday. But of course, things were cleaned up a little bit earlier yesterday. Still happening now. It's still snowing. But my guess is, if I had to be a betting person, the school personnel and everything are looking at tomorrow saying, yeah, tomorrow probably not. So let's get going today. And that's probably what the thinking is today, but I don't want to put words in their mouth, you know? Well, let's start the chores, shall we? Here's Larry Gatlin and the Gatlin Brothers Band.
Hotel, fell asleep holding each other close. We just knew in our hearts this had to be a new beginning. Well, I guess it goes to show you just how little some
Don't look so sad. I know it's over, but life goes on, and this old world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window, and make believe you love me one more time. For the good time, I'll get along. You'll find another, and I'll be here if you should find you ever need me. Don't say a word about tomorrow or forever. There'll be time enough for sadness when you leave me. Lay your head upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing against the window, and make believe you love me one more time. For the good time,
Ray Price on the Light in the Milk House show. His widow, Jeannie, was on with us a couple of years ago talking about that song and the fact that he did that in just one take. And you talk about now auto-tune and overdubbing and things like that. And I'm sure some artists still do like once through and, you know, maybe. But I'm guessing the big artists don't. That's amazing. One take, and that's the version we're still playing after all these years. Coming up, a look at sports today on a Thursday morning. The annual Making a Difference Awards will be held Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center, beginning at 6:30. Come and honor those individuals and organizations that make Richland County such a great place to live. You can find out more at richlandrejuvenates.org. Tickets are available at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and at Ameriprise in Richland. Making a Difference Awards, Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center. Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists are experts in complete collision repair, paint matching, and restoration. Call 375-4434. Your hometown A&W serves juicy burgers, melty curds, and root beer floats. The double cheeseburger combo is only $7.99. Enjoy the place and the taste that will bring you back. The Paisley Star Quilt Shop and Country Depot has all of your quilting gifts and decor. Be sure to like the Paisley Star, Highway 61 on Facebook. And Boscobel Lumber is your small town yard where service matters, from new construction to remodeling. Let Boscobel Lumber help you with free estimates. Couple of inches of snow in the overnight, and right now we're at 24 degrees in Richland Center. A sports update is courtesy of the WRCO Sports Boosters. Max Klesmit scored all of his 18 points in the second half as number 15 Wisconsin won their fifth straight, rallying to beat Ohio State 71-60 last night. A three-pointer from Klesmit put Wisconsin up by a point with 5:16 left. The defense kept the clamps on Ohio State as Klesmit kept shooting, scoring 9 of the last 14 points for the Badgers, who are now 4-0 in the Big Ten. Pierre Brooks and Landon Moore each scored 14, leading Butler to a surprising 69-62 victory over number 11 Marquette. Jalen Thomas had 10 points and 14 rebounds for the Bulldogs. For the Eagles, they struggled, now have lost two in a row. In the NBA last night, Sacramento over Charlotte 123-98. San Antonio beat Detroit 130-108. Indiana 112, Washington 104. Boston beat Minnesota 127-120. Oklahoma City over Miami 128-120. In overtime, Atlanta beat Philadelphia 139-132. Chicago in overtime over Houston 124-119. New Orleans 141, Golden State 105. Utah beat Denver 124-111, and the Clippers 126, Toronto 120. From the NHL, Philadelphia won a shootout over Montreal 3-2, Dallas 7, Minnesota 2, Colorado 3-0 over Vegas. Some sports scores from, that's an update, courtesy of the Sports Booster Thursday morning.
The Wallace Cooper Elliott Insurance Agency has been the key to your security since 1947. Wallace Cooper and Elliott represents Wisconsin Mutual Insurance Company and its special educator programs. Tubby's Customs is where people forget the collision when they see the repair. Whether it's collision repair, custom painting, or restoration, trust Tubby's Customs of Hill Point. TitleWorks provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area. TitleWorks is proud to support our local youth.
5:24, light in the milk house time this morning as we get you going today. Be careful, a couple of inches of new snow out there today. So it's a real powdery snow, though. It's a little easier to move than what we had earlier this week. But nonetheless, be careful. Make sure your surface is dry when you do the aerobic polka. Here we go. One, two.
Playing my heart.
There you go, the Red Wine Polka from Hans Mueller and the Pushin' Polka Band right there. Pushing some polkas at you today on WRCO FM 100.9. Thursday morning forecast, mostly cloudy, not too cold today. Temps remaining in the upper 20s. Snow developing again after midnight tonight, 1 to 2 inches possible by morning, a low of 20. Tomorrow, an additional 5 to 7 inches possible, rather breezy and blowing and drifting, a high of 30. Friday night, an additional 1 to 3 and maybe an additional 1 on Saturday. A winter storm warning for Vernon, Crawford, Richland, Grant counties beginning at midnight Friday morning. Right now, after 2 inches of snow in the overnight, it is 24 degrees in Richland Center. Here's Alan Jackson.
Dallas packed her suitcase, drove off in the brand new car I bought her. She made leaving me look easy. Wish she'd made it look a little harder. I took her out of Texas when she was just a girl. But old Tennessee and me couldn't take Texas out of her. Oh, how I wish Dallas was in Tennessee. If I could move Texas easy, then she'd be here with me. And nothing else would come between the two of us if Dallas was in Tennessee. Leaving Memphis and everything we had behind her. Lord, I hope the gold band on her hand will serve as a reminder. And true love is a treasure, it's very seldom found. But you can't stay together if there's no common ground. Oh, how I wish Dallas was in Tennessee. If I could move Texas east, then she'd be here with me. And nothing else would come between the two of us if Dallas was in Tennessee. Oh, if Dallas was in Tennessee. Dallas packed her suitcase, drove off in the brand new car I bought her.
Good morning. It's an on-time morning in southwest Wisconsin. WRCO FM 100.9, 24 degrees is the temperature, and we're at 5:30.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
South America guess, drought corn and ethanol stock uptick. Hello everyone, I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The future of clean fuels is here. The Clean Fuels Conference, February 5th through the 8th in Fort Worth, Texas, is the annual event for supporters of biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Learn more at cleanfuelsconference.org. The chief economist with StoneX Group says he was expecting CONAB to lower soybean production estimates, and USDA will likely follow later this week. But Arlen Suderman says even with lower soybean production, Brazil can still produce a good crop. And currently, Brazil's soybeans are more competitive than U.S. soybeans in the global marketplace.
Brazil still has plenty of old crop soybeans to ship, and their new crop soybeans are priced over a dollar cheaper than U.S. Gulf soybeans for February shipment and $1.70 cheaper than U.S. Gulf soybeans for March shipment.
The January supply and demand report is out at 11 o'clock Central Friday. A corn researcher says 2023 was not the first time farmers had surprising yields in a drought year. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more from the Wisconsin Agribusiness Classic.
Joe Lauer with the University of Wisconsin tells Brownfield getting the crop in early helped, but that was tempered by the long wait for rain and...
But now it seems like we can go a little bit longer, and I think these modern hybrids are just a lot better at tolerating some of those stress periods. In other words, they can get through them a lot easier than some of the older hybrids before the bioengineered era.
Lauer says 2023 was not a record year, but was very productive despite only 7 inches of rain all season.
But if you look at the last three droughts, which would be 2005, 2012, and 2021, and then this year, two of those years, 2005 and 2021, were record production years.
Lauer says Wisconsin's 2012 drought year corn production averaged 112 bushels per acre, which is one of the top state averages since shortly after the Civil War. In Madison, Wisconsin, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
U.S. ethanol stocks swelled last week. The U.S. Energy Information Administration says the domestic ethanol supply hit a 38-week high at 24.4 million barrels. Ethanol production averaged 1,062,000 barrels a day, 13,000 more than the previous week. And Minnesota Farm Bureau wants to make sure green energy projects don't take out productive farmland. President Dan Glessing says the organization supports solar and wind as alternate sources.
However, we don't want to see those placed on the solar panels on prime farmland. We do have a prime farmland exclusion here in the state of Minnesota, and continuing to look forward on that.
Minnesota Farm Bureau says it's seeking further development of appropriately placed renewable fuel and additional alternative energy sources that do not compromise access to prime farmland. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Hello, this is Chase Heston from Timsek Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. Smaller New Year's sale, large squares topped at $245 a ton, and large rounds topped at $135 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Looking to buy or sell your home? Give us a call at 608-723-4020 for more info, or go to www.timsekauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Heston. Have a great day.
Another quiet day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs into the day week. Good morning. I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity remained quiet Wednesday. Bids didn't surface. Asking prices were around $174 live in the south while the north was quiet. Look for significant trade volume to hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. At the North Platte Stockyards Livestock Auction in Nebraska, there was a higher undertone noted throughout the day. The USDA says demand was good with several buyers in-house and buying online. The offering was comprised of mostly weaned calves with fall vaccinations. There were a handful of yearlings in the run. Medium and large one-feeder steer, 605 to 624 pounds, brought $266.50 to $279. Feeder steer, 710 to 719 pounds, brought $237 to $244.75. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 650 to 690 pounds, brought $222.50 to $239.50. Box beef closed higher with solid demand for decent offerings. Choice was up $297 at $283.07. Select closed $411 higher at $266.94. Estimated cattle slaughter was 113,000 head, down 15,000 on the week and down more than 11,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a moderate negotiated run. Processors pulled back on their procurement efforts as the day progressed. The ample supplies of market-ready hogs combined with increased hog weights give packers the leverage to do business on their terms. Demand for U.S. pork remains relatively strong on the global market, and that's supportive to prices, but domestic demand continues its struggle. Bears and gilt at the National Daily Direct were down 4 cents with a weighted average of 45.27. The Iowa Minnesota was 39 cents lower with a weighted average of 45.74, and the Western Corn Belt was down 14 cents with a weighted average of 45.67. Pork values ended the day higher, up 214 at 86.67. Bellies, hams, loins, butts, and picnics were all higher. Ribs were weak. Estimated hog slaughter was 470,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and down more than 14,000 on the year. At the CME, live cattle were mostly higher and feeders were up ahead of the week's direct business. Box beef was also higher at midday, and lean hog futures ended the day higher, supported by the recent strength in pork values. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
This year, Dairyland Seed is introducing our best corn of all time. Again, That sound you just heard? That's the sound of a full lineup of top-performing hybrids bringing the yield like never before. It's the sound of even stronger traits bred specifically to boost corn bushels per acre in your soil. And it's the sound of workhorse corn seed proven to outperform yet again in independent head-to-head trials. See the latest corn performance data at showmethecornyield.com. That's showmethecornyield.com.
Hi everyone, this is Sandra from Aiders and Plain. This crazy weather makes keeping our shelves stocked with the things you need tough, especially when it seems like so many products come on a slow boat from overseas. But hey, that's what we do. We receive orders from dozens of vendors every week. That means we can better manage our inventory and can stock up for snowy, super cold, or even icy weather. We do the ordering, not a giant server in another state. That also means special orders are a breeze. We order specialty items all the time, from light bulbs to repair parts for your faucets or even a dozen padlocks that are all keyed the same. Fixing in the winter is not fun, especially outdoors, but the crew at Aiders is here to help. So for friendly service and good advice, stop by Aiders, your great big store with small town smiles.
If you're in the market for a pole building, call Harchi Lumber, your friendly hometown source for all of your building and lumber supply needs. From beginning to end, the experienced crews at Harchi Lumber have the know-how to build a quality structure you expect. Harchi Lumber will engineer your pole building to your specific needs and requirements while meeting your local building codes. To get your building project started, call 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchi Lumber along Highway 23 between Laval and Reedsburg.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Wednesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The path to higher yields is now at your fingertips. Download the Stein Seed app today and start planning your next move. Stein has yield. Soybeans were down and corn was mostly lower, responding to CONAB's updated outlook for Brazil and getting ready for Friday's USDA numbers. March beans were down 12 to 1236 and a half, and May was 11 and a quarter lower, 1247 and a half. March corn was up a quarter at 459 and a half, and May held at 471 and a half. Live cattle were mostly higher and feeders were up, getting ready for widespread direct business. February live was down 2 at 170.75. April was up 7 at 173.67. March feeders were $1.25 higher at 226.12. And hogs were steady to higher, with cash steady to higher during the session. February lean was up 20 cents at $72.07. April was 45 higher at 78.95. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Why we should all care about the Farm Bill. Today on Farm to Fork.
With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com.
Federal farm programs could very well be the best investment of taxpayer dollars ever. For one, four-fifths of the money allocated in the Farm Bill goes to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program to help feed those on low incomes. The remainder benefits farmers and rural communities. University of Arkansas ag economist Andrew Anderson.
Subsidies are, and farm policy is designed to secure our food supply chain. It's important strategically for this country.
During the COVID pandemic and afterward, we got a good look at what can happen when supply chains are disrupted. Those subsidies Anderson refers to involve discounted crop insurance. It's a risk management tool that helps keep farmers in business in the event of crop losses. Anderson says we all have a stake in that.
Agriculture is a unique industry. Agriculture is needed and essential, and it improves people's lives. So I think whatever capacity you work in agriculture, whether it's in agricultural media like you, whether it's in research like me, or whether it's in production like many of the farmers and ranchers, we're all contributing to a really unique industry that does a lot of good in the world.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
November dairy exports were down on the year despite record cheese movement. Hello everyone, I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield's Dairy Update. The U.S. Dairy Export Council says a record month of cheese exports was not enough to offset declines in nearly all other categories during November. Total values decreased 21% from 2022 to more than $630 million, and volumes were down more than 8%. Exports of cheese were up 4%, with shipments to Mexico increasing 42% on the month, largely because of shredded cheese demand at food service. High-protein whey exports increased 37% for the month because of increased global demand. Non-fat dry milk skim milk powder was down 5%, while low-whey protein was down 14%, and lactose was down 7% on the month. Meanwhile, a Minnesota dairy farm is facing legal action for allegedly not paying employees all they are owed and for illegally charging rent for substandard housing. The state attorney general filed a lawsuit against Evergreen Acres Dairy, Evergreen Estates, Morgan Feedlots, and the dairy operations owners. Milk futures in the Chicago Mercantile Exchange were mixed at midweek, following the direction of the cash trade market while the dollar was lower. January Class 3 milk was down a nickel at $15.20, February 24 cents higher at $16.22. March was up 16 cents at $16.66, April 11 cents higher at $17.34. Dry whey was up 0.75 cents at 43 cents, blocks down 0.5 cents at $1.56, barrels up a penny at $1.48, butter unchanged at $2.56¾, and non-fat dry milk down 1¼ cents at $1.19¼. I'm Nicole Heslop with Brownfield.
Good morning from WRCO FM 100.9. Today's forecast calls for mostly cloudy, not too cool at times. Looks like 4 to 8 mile an hour winds at the greatest, but then it all changes. Snow developing after midnight tonight, 1 to 2 inches possible. Friday 30 with 5 to 7 inches. Another 1 to 3 potentially on Friday night and an inch or so on Saturday morning, making for total storm accumulations 8 to 13 inches of snow. Winter storm warning for Vernon, Crawford, Richland, and Grant counties begins at midnight Friday. We've had a couple of inches overnight, and it's made for a slippery commute. We do have one school announcement to pass along just in today. The Richland District will operate 2 hours late. That includes St. Mary and Eagle. There's no AM early childhood and no Bethlehem 4K this morning. Again, the Richland District will be 2 hours late today with the slippery roads and giving everybody a little bit more time for some cleanup.
Standing on the mountain looking down on the city, the way I feel is a doggone pity. Hear the rocks falling down the mountainside. Many times I've been there and many times I've cried. We used to be so happy when we were in love. Me too, hoping just by chance that I'll get a glimpse of you. Trying hard to find you somewhere above, high on a mountain of love. The mountain of love, the mountain of love. You should be ashamed, and you
time I've been two time. The many's the time I've been stung. Many a honey took all of my money, but that was when I was much younger. Made up my mind to be careful, made up my mind to beware. I was all right until Saturday night. I met a gal with the goldenest hair. Oh, oh, well, I'm falling in love again. Oh, 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 oh. I thought I wouldn't get caught again. Never in 100, never in 1,000, never in 1,000,000 years.
Never in 1,000,000 years.
She had the bluest of blue eyes. She had the cherriest lips. Shouldn't have kissed her. I tried to resist her, but one kiss and I was a goner. I couldn't run if I wanted. I couldn't run if I tried. Saw what I liked and I liked what I saw, and my heart went along for the ride. Oh, oh, well, I'm falling in love again. Oh, 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 oh. I thought I wouldn't get caught again. Never in 100, never in 1,000, never in 1,000,000 years.
Never in 1,000,000 years.
That was the end of my roving. Now that it's over, I'm glad. Through gallivanting, I got in the slant, and I'm I'm a ring-a-ding daddy, rocking the cradle at nighttime, living and loving each day. Got me a wife, she's the light of my life, and when I kiss her good morning, I say, oh, oh, well, I'm falling in love again. Oh, 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 oh. I thought I wouldn't get caught again. Never in 100, never in 1,000, never in 1,000,000 years. Never in 100, never in 1,000, never in 1,000,000 years.
Never in 1,000,000 years.
Oh, 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 oh. There you go, a little Jimmy Rogers for you today on WRCO Radio. Tony's weather is coming up in just a bit. 2 hours late now for the Riverdale School District and the Richland District. 2 hours late, that includes St. Mary and Eagle. No 4K at Bethlehem Lutheran and no early childhood as well in the Richland District. We'll keep you updated. Be careful out there today.
Well, I knew I couldn't hold you once you heard that highway call your name. But girl, I'm hoping you'll think of me if your heart should ever roll this way again.
Joelle Sanye on WRCA. A little Cajun music for you if your heart should ever roll this way again. Vark routes are running 2 hours behind schedule. And again, school delayed at the Richland District and Riverdale. We'll have more coming up here after Tony's weather. That's right around the bend. And I have to say, it almost kind of sounds like a repeat from what we had earlier this week, but maybe even worse. And the other word to the wise is the roads are a little slipperier than yesterday this time, even though, you know, less snow, 2 inches, but it was all pretty well cleaned up by this time yesterday, and it just stopped a little bit ago. So people allow a little bit more extra time there, and you should as well as you get along your way today. Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Hi, my name is Brittany Penfield, and I am the 4-year-old kindergarten teacher at the Ithaca School District. I, along with the other Ithaca staff, want to give a warm welcome to families interested in having their child attend Ithaca Public Schools. We will be holding our annual developmental and 4K screening event, which gives school staff an opportunity to meet future students and address any possible concerns that families may have about their child's development. To be eligible to participate in screening, children must turn 3 years old or 4 years old on or before September 1st of 2024. Our screening days will be held on Thursday, January 25th and Friday, January 26th from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Ithaca Elementary School. You may register online and sign up for a screening appointment by following two links located at the Ithaca Public Schools website, ithaca.k12.wi.us. You can also find Ithaca Public Schools on Facebook. When you arrive for your child's screening appointment, you will enter through the main office doors and be directed to our screening locations. While your child is working with our school staff, parents will have the opportunity to meet with reading specialist and instructional coach, Andrea Newkirk, and receive information about community resources for young children. Each screening appointment will take approximately 1.5 hours. If you have any questions about registration or signing up for an appointment, please call Brittany Penfield, 4K teacher, at 608-585-2311, extension 513. Additional information and forms will be sent to you prior to screening. We look forward to meeting you and your family at 4K screening.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the band of light snow that moved through overnight is pushing away now, and we should have a quiet day. Enjoy that, because another powerful storm is on the way late tonight through Saturday. The system coming up from the southern plains will track up toward western Michigan by Friday night and Saturday morning, bringing heavy snow to most of our region. We could see a more powdery type snow that adds up fairly quickly. And again, we could have some spots seeing at least 10 inches of snow by the time it tapers off early Saturday. Some strong winds with the system as well will create blowing and drifting snow and low visibility, especially in open areas. Travel could be very difficult tomorrow into the first half of Saturday. Of course, behind the system, some bitter cold air moving in for the weekend. That will likely stick around for most of next week. Definitely a shot of intense winter weather for the upper Midwest. So today, mostly cloudy, not too cold, with highs in the upper 20s. Northwest west wind 4 to 8. A winter storm warning starts tonight at midnight, runs up through 9 o'clock Saturday morning in Crawford, Richland, Vernon, and Grant counties. Winter storm watch in Iowa and Sauk counties from early Friday morning through Saturday morning. We'll have snow developing after midnight tonight, 1 or 2 inches possible by daybreak, low 20. Snow tomorrow heavy at times with 5 to 7 inches additional accumulation. Rather breezy with blowing and drifting, high of 30. Northeast wind 15 to 30 miles an hour and gusty. Very breezy tomorrow night with more snow, another 1 to 3 inches, low at 17. Saturday blustery and cold with light snow showers tapering down to flurries, perhaps another inch or so, bringing storm total accumulation up to 8 to 13 inches. Blowing and drifting continues with a high of 20. Sunday breaks of sunshine, breezy and bitter cold, low 6 below, high of 3. Early next week, partly cloudy and frigid, lows 10 to 14 below with highs a few degrees above zero. Have a great morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer. But that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. The key to good customer service is building good relationships with your customers. Richland County Bank has been building good relationships since 1881, working with multiple generations of farm families and business owners. Everyone at the bank is a part of a team that's committed to creating a positive, helpful, and friendly environment, whether it's a child making a first deposit in a savings account, a couple buying a first home, or financing for a new business. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
24 degrees in Richland Center, yesterday 32, with a trace of snow last night. Some notes on the day, a record high 53 degrees in 1880, record low was 27 below zero in 1979, last year's high was 44, the low 27. Sunset will happen at 4:47 this afternoon, sunrise time 7:32 for tomorrow. Right now the air is calm, barometer at 29.62, a couple of inches of snow in the night, and right now it's 24 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hi, I'm Coach Jamie Johnson, and I've added health coaching to my resume. I would encourage you to listen to the January 2nd morning show titled Health and Weight Loss in the New Year and hear my story or reach out to me personally at 608-604-7751. That's Jamie Johnson, 604-7751, or find me on Facebook. Whether you're looking to jumpstart your weight loss, looking to lose a lot of weight, or get active and gain muscle, our program offers it all.